So TAILOR-X was a prospective study that was created to look specifically at what to do with this intermediate range score in ONCOTAP-DX. Now, the cutoffs for score were chosen a little bit of a different way. And I think the best way I have to summarize it is to really be able to capture the majority of women that get a score from ONCOTAP-DX that would fall into that intermediate range was one of the reasons for the different cutoff. But the main one was to really be as conservative as possible. And it's potentially better to overtreat than undertreat, if you will. So when you look at the curves of the graphs, if you look at the confidence intervals, if you really look at the lower bar of the confidence intervals and you get your cutoff to be a recurrence risk higher than 20% versus lower than 10%, the numbers you get is between 11 and 25 rather than 18 and 31, which is how they were chosen to begin with. So 11 and 25 became the quote-unquote new cutoff for the prospective trial, and that's how the TAILOR-S rolled out, where women that had a score above 25 received both chemotherapy and endocrine therapy and was not randomized. Women that had a score below 11 did not receive chemotherapy, only received endocrine therapy and were not randomized. And the women that had a score between 11 and 25, which really comprises about 65, almost 70% of all patients that end up getting an ONCOTAP-DX, were then randomized to receive chemotherapy or not in addition to endocrine therapy. And endocrine therapy was endocrine therapy of choice. So 10 years ago, it's when this trial has started. It accrued over 10,000 women, of which about 6,000 ended up being randomized in the intermediate range of score of 11 and 25. A good proportion of them were premenopausal women as well. A majority were still postmenopausal. And you fast forward long follow-up now of the trial, and what we learn is that women in the intermediate score range between 11 and 25 overall do not need chemotherapy, particularly the ones that are over 50 years of age. This was an arbitrary cutoff for a subset analysis to see if there was any advantage to use chemotherapy in women that were younger than 50 years of age, almost using it as a surrogate for premenopausal status. So in the women above 50 years of age, any score below 25 really did not benefit at all from the addition of chemotherapy. So endocrine therapy now is the new standard for women with this profile where tumors are typically under 3 centimeters, node negative, postmenopausal, they will do fine with endocrine therapy alone. Now, women that were younger, there was a little bit of a break off on the scores where if their score was still between 11 and 16, they really did not benefit from chemotherapy either. But a score between 16 and 20 and 21 and 25, the benefit from chemotherapy is actually higher. It's not great. It's not obviously like the same benefit that you'd get if the score was above 25, but there was some benefit. There was a difference where chemotherapy did seem to add in decreasing risk of recurrence in that group, particularly between a score of 21 and 25. So in this day and age, the take-home message is if you have a patient over 50 years of age with an ONCOTAP-DX score below 25, chemotherapy has no role and endocrine therapy alone should be the standard of care. For women that are under 50 years of age, if they have an ONCOTAP-DX score below 16, they are also okay using endocrine therapy alone. A score between 16 and 21, I would say a discussion needs to happen between the physician and that patient to discuss the value of chemotherapy, understanding that the impact is not huge, but there is an impact that can potentially be a little bit more substantial. So chemotherapy may be considered in those circumstances. And in scores between 21 and 25 for women that are young, I think a discussion with chemotherapy also needs to happen where the benefit is actually now a little bit larger and potentially would sway me to go ahead and use chemotherapy in those cases. Above 25, if the patient is premenopausal with a score 25 and higher, I would use chemotherapy. I would make that recommendation without hesitation. And for a postmenopausal woman, so women above 50, give or take, with a score between 25 and 31, I think I would discuss chemotherapy, but there may be cases where I wouldn't do it if there's a lot of comorbidities or the patient was substantially older, or where I think that the risk of death from other causes within the first 10 years would be greater. I may not consider chemotherapy in that group. But be it as it may, I think right now we are potentially able to save a lot more women than before in having to use chemotherapy, achieving the same outcome based on genomic score signature.